From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with music of the 18th century Italian composer Moro Giuliani. This is his Grande Sonata, Opus 85, for flute and guitar, performed by the duo of Jean-Pierre Rampal on flute and guitarist René Bartoli.
Thank you.
The Grand Sonata, Opus 85 for flute and guitar by Mauro Giuliani, as performed by the duo of Jean-Pierre Rampal on flute and René Bartoli on guitar. The entire B-side of a 1970 LP on the Edixa label, distributed by Harmonia Mundi, the album Flute and Guitar, also containing music by Jean-Baptiste Lully and Robert Devisse. We'll spend the remainder of the hour in the 20th century here on Classics and Beyond. Up next, music of the Russian composer Galina Ustvolskaya. This is her trio for violin, clarinet, and piano, completed in 1949. Performed by pianist Oleg Malov, violinist Alexander Shustin, and clarinetist Adil Theodorov.
Thank you.
music of Galina Ustvolskaya, who lived quite a long life. She lived from 1919 to 2006. We heard her trio for violin, clarinet, and piano from 1949. A slightly different combination for the classical trio form here. Typically, a classical trio is comprised of violin, cello, and piano. The performers, Oleg Malov, piano, who also conducts all of the proceedings on this CD, Alexander Shustin, violin, and Adil Feodorov, clarinet, respectively, from a 1995 Megadisc CD containing two other works by Ms. Ustvolskaya from the early 1950s, her sonata for violin and piano, and also Octet, scored for two oboes, four violins, timpani, and piano. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our website, where you'll find much more info about the show, is qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. You're listening to program number 1713. We'll conclude the hour by venturing into the electronic avant-garde of the mid-20th century, as we have a piece from the American composer Lejaron Hiller. From 1966, it is his suite for two pianos and tape. It is a musical realization of a painting from the Flemish painter Hieronymus Bosch, Gardens of Delight. The suite is in three movements, each movement depicting a scene in the painting. Movement one is retrospect, depicting Garden of Eden. Movement two, circumspect, depicting Garden of Earthly Delights. And the third movement, prospect, depicting Hell. The two pianists featured, Roger Shields and Neely Bruce. Thank you. the Suite for Two Pianos and Tape of Lejaron Hiller from 1966, the work inspired by the painting Gardens of Delight. Each movement of the suite depicting, musically, a scene in the painting, and the music composed for each scene fits that scene and its title quite well. Retrospect, Garden of Eden. Circumspect, Garden of Earthly Delights. And especially the last scene, Prospect, Hell, with the assault on the pianos and the howling voices. From a 1970 LP on the Heliodor label, containing four works by Lejaron Hiller, An Avalanche, Nightmare Music, Suite for Two Pianos and Tape, and Computer Music for Tape and Percussion. As far as I know, that LP has never been reissued on CD. And with that, we come to the end of this edition of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.